USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and Rescue will continue looking for survivors of Thursday's collapse of a Florida high-rise on Sunday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava saying the death toll is up to 5. The mayor adding the search for survivors is still a top priority.
Our teams have been working around the clock, as always, to search for survivors. They have not stopped. And today, our search and rescue teams found another body in the rubble. And as well, our search has revealed some human remains.
The excessive heat warnings continue in Washington, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and California. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
President Biden walked back comments tying the fate of a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement to a separate Democratic effort to pass a broad anti-poverty plan, recommitting to the bipartisan deal after Republicans threatened to withdraw their support. House Minority Leader from California, one of those, he reacts to that bipartisan infrastructure package and how everyday Americans will see the effects of President Biden's budget proposal on their wallets.
Any economist will tell you adding $5 trillion into this economy not only will break it, it'll cause greater inflation that causes the greatest tax increase on really those that are least deserving. Those that have the least amount of money will be charged the most.
The cruise industry is setting sail from the United States shores once again. The first ship with passengers paying departed from Fort Lauderdale Saturday on a 7-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Johnson & Johnson is settling an opioid lawsuit in the state of New York.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement, but they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against 5 other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
According to a new YouGov poll, the United States ranks last in media trust at 29%. That's among 92,000 news consumers surveyed in 46 countries. American public schools lost 1.3 million students last year. That's according to a new report from Education Week. Some states saw large increases in alternative education. In Maine, the number of students educated in learning pods or homeschooling increased by 32%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.